بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله. The second para that we've completed today, alhamdulillah. In the first page of the 22nd para, Allah Ta'ala gives the significance of the beloved wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there he says that although they, compared to other women, they are very high, but the most important thing they must have is taqwa. Taqwa is something which Allah Ta'ala said they must all have in them, that is most important. However, it was just that also in the Quran mentioned after a few ayahs that when a woman is speaking to a man that is Naam Erham, she must not speak in a soft voice. Not that she must make a, she must not be soft voice, she must not make a special effort to talk softly, but she must talk in a manner that the person will not be getting more forward, does not act forward. Because it's very important that woman, when a woman begins to speak, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي الْبُيُوتِ, that the way they must speak in a manner that the man will not think anything wrong to do. The moment he begins to speak something, she begins to speak softly and sweetly, if she has intended to speak softly and sweetly, then that is not good. But the way they must speak, that way the person, the conversation stops there. If the person has any bad intention too, he will not continue. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that that's how the woman will behave. So sometimes the person, they look how she is so abrupt to me. You must not worry if she is abrupt to you, but she will not be abrupt to her husband. She will not be abrupt to the husband. So in that way Allah Ta'ala says that they control themselves and also they keep their chest too. And side by side they said in those days of in the Jahiliyyah, it was that time that they should be very open and all. Allah Ta'ala said, now you must make parda. You must make parda with everyone. Naam ihram. In other words, woman must understand that she has to make parda with everyone who she can marry. And secondly also, they not to leave the homes without any valid reasons. Unfortunately today, the women are leaving the homes without any valid reason, just going out everywhere, which is not permissible in Islam. A woman must understand that she is a very valuable person. Today we got the value of woman is the money is more than the value of the woman today. Whereas the woman is supposed to be more valuable. When a person got millions of rand, he don't show it to everyone, he hides it in a tijori. But his wife is worth less than that, then he shows it to everyone. She is more valuable than the money also. Allah Ta'ala says that this woman has to be shown that respect, and she must also know that she must remain like that. She must remain like that too. I'll give you an incident before I go further. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sahabi told his wife to not leave the house till he comes back, while his Sahabi was gone, got the message that my father is very sick. But she did not just get up ready to go, because she was told by her husband not to leave the house. She asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must I do? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa says, you cannot leave the house. Just imagine, you cannot leave the house. Can you say that this today? Cannot leave the house. She did not leave the house. After some days, one, 2 days or something, got a message, is very serious. Again he was told not to leave the house. The third point was this, my father passed away. She did not go because the husband did not give permission. However, it so happened that after that, because she followed the teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi down that because she listened to the husband and for Nabi Karim, the father was forgiven for that. Allah forgave him, the father just because of that, just to follow one sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how important it is that a woman must understand who she is and how she should behave is very, very important. That's why they say when you get married, you must get married to a pious woman. A pious woman does not mean read kitab all the time. A pious woman is that woman who looks after her chest, look after the husband's affairs, look after the children. That is called a pious woman. But she looks after the affairs of the home. That when the husband leaves the house and go, the husband is very content that he is very happy, he is leaving the house, Alhamdulillah, the house is in order. Not that the husband thinks, now what happened here? This is very important. A pious woman is that who looks after her own chest, look after the affairs of the children, look after the affairs of the husband. The husband is at ease. That is what we call a pious woman. And thirdly, this much, and also another point was that in the hadith, with the Quran ayat we read tonight, that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you an order, or Allah gives you an order, then you have no rights but just to follow. You have no rights to argue and follow. Once Nabi Karim had and had one, he wanted one his adopted son, Zayd ibn Haritha, to get married to his cousin. Now because he was a slave before, and she come from a high family, that's why she did not want to get married. The brothers did not want, they were not happy. They were not happy to get married. On that basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ayat down. That when Allah ta'ala, when Nabi can say something to you to do, then you will not have any hesitation but to do it happily. So that's why the after the nikah took place. But unfortunately, whatever happened, that nikah did not last. And then Allah ta'ala, that nikah was performed, Nabi Karim then got married to her. But because he was the adopted son of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they began to make a big noise about it. Because look at, he got married to the adopted son's wife. Allah ta'ala sent down then that adopted son is not your son. He cannot get any kind of inheritance from you. He does not belong to you. Just to show that point. So if he got married to her, there was nothing wrong. Just to show you that how important it is, we must know the law of Allah ta'ala. However, in the end of the whole thing is this much, to show us this much, that Allah ta'ala showed them that, you know, in the Quran, the ladies say, you know, nothing written about us. Everything is masculine. Then Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ. To show them, we are now speaking about you too now. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. A Muslim, a Muslim man and a Muslim woman too. A Muslim mu'min and Muslim woman too. A mu'min of Muslim khashi'een wal khashi'at of fear Allah ta'ala, and a woman also khashi'at. In other words, sabreen wal sabirat. Allah ta'ala be a good. In other words, the women may also spoken in the Quran, say, was sabreen wal sabirat. So the women must understand that whatever Allah ta'ala says, that quality must come into us. They must bring that quality into us. Sabr, she must have sabr in them. وَالْذَاكِرِينَ وَالْذَاكِرَاتِ to remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. I always say women at home that you can do all the work at home, but your zuban must be making the zikr of Allah. While you be working in the house in the month of Ramadan, especially all the time, when you're doing work at home, your hand must be working, but your heart must be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always tell those people at work, business too, that we're driving car also. You're driving your car, but your heart must be with Allah Ta'ala. Every moment your heart must be with Allah Ta'ala. Every second must be with Allah Ta'ala. That your heart must be with Allah Ta'ala all the time. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ. And even the women have to know that they must also look after their chest. They must not do anything haram also. So these are the few qualities what the man have to do, and the woman have to also do the same thing. So Allah has showed the women also that must be praised in this way, that they must remain in this quality, must have in them. Then Allah will praise them as much as possible. May Allah Ta'ala give a tawfiq of making amal on this. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah alladhi wa la'akhiru. Wa salatu wa salamu sayyidina. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. Possible that tonight may be in the Laylatul Qadr night. We can say on the 21st night you look for search of something, even a few minutes to 1 hour, 2 hours to at least spend the night. No matter what is, don't think, let me sleep now and then wake up after, the possibility not wake up at all. This time that you got now to appreciate it. You go home, open the Quran. The best ibadah to do is read the Quran. The more the Quran you read, the truth is little, because you're talking to Allah Ta'ala. And that person who reads the Quran all the time does not have the time to make dua to. Whatever dua he wants, Allah accepts so happily. So we are very fortunate that we got the Quran with us. Let us read the Quran all the time. Allah must accept our ibadah. Allah Ta'ala must accept our fast. Whatever shortcoming, Allah must forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. We have committed all kinds of sins. Yet Allah Ta'ala, you do not conceal, you do not show it to anyone. Oh Allah, in this world you do not show it to Allah. Ya Allah, in their Qiyamah, do not show it to Allah. Do not blacken our face on their Qiyamah. Oh Allah, do not turn away from us. If you turn away, there's no other place besides your place. Oh Allah, we have been committing all kinds of wrongs, but yet you have forgiven our sins. Oh Allah, to your mercy, forgive all our sins. O Allah, with your mercy, whosoever is sick, Allah can give them complete shifa. O Allah, with your mercy, those people who are going through difficulties and hardships, any kind of hardship, O Allah, remove their hardships, remove the difficulties. O Allah, those children, the daughters are waiting at home for a nice partner. O Allah, send a good partner for them. O Allah, whether it's a boy or girl, Allah Ta'ala, give them the best partner for the world and hereafter. O Allah, who so is present in this place, in this company at the moment. O Allah, whatever desire in the heart, Allah, fulfill the desires. O Allah, to let us fulfill the haqq of the parents, fulfill the haqq of the children. O Allah, fulfill the haqq of every Muslim. O Allah, the month of Ramadan is going away. Whatever the little dua that we're making, ibadat, O Allah, let it be that after Ramadan we must continue with this ibadat, that we must become consistent, that how we are so close to in this month of Ramadan, right to next Ramadan, O Allah, let it be that we become more close and dear to you, and accept all of ibadat and duas. Wa akhiru da'ana, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.